You're listening to the G-Ray Records Music Network. You enjoy.
This article you said about DIY music, I gotta say, at first I thought, oh, this is gonna be about, you know, kids making beats in their bedrooms.
Right.
But
just something else.
Yeah. It's a whole movement, like a whole underground thing, changing how we even think about making and sharing music.
Yeah. And what's really interesting is that it's, you know, it's not just about the tech. It's like this rebellious energy that's been building for decades, you know?
So you're saying it goes deeper than just, okay, someone's got a laptop and some software.
Go way deeper.
Okay.
Yeah, think back to the 70s. You've got punk rock, you've got early hip hop.
Yeah, yeah.
And these movements were all about raw energy, like pushing against what everyone thought music should be.
Totally.
You know? And for them, DIY wasn't a trend. It was born out of necessity.
I had to do it themselves.
They had to, right. Create their own platforms, distribute their own music, build their own communities, because the traditional gatekeepers...
The labels, the studios.
Exactly. They weren't interested. It was about having a voice no matter what.
I can almost picture like those, you know, cassette tapes.
Oh, yeah.
Like dubbed at home.
Yeah.
Passed around, you know. And there's this thrill to discovering something that's outside the mainstream.
Absolutely.
But how did we get from those tapes to this massive online DIY scene we see today?
So technology was huge, like a game changer, really. So starting in the 90s and then into the 2000s, home studios that became more affordable, and then software like Pro Tools, GarageBand.
I've heard of those.
Yeah. So these are what we call DAWs, digital audio workstations. And suddenly, anyone with a computer could do what was previously only possible in these really expensive professional studios. So we're talking recording, editing, mixing, mastering track. It leveled the playing field for musicians everywhere.
That's huge. It's like, you know, the printing press, but for music.
Exactly. And then the internet comes along and explodes everything wide open.
Oh yeah, the internet changes everything.
Right. So now you've got platforms like MySpace, SoundCloud, Bandcamp. And artists can completely bypass the traditional record label system.
That's got to be scary for those labels.
For sure.
But amazing for artists.
Right. So they can upload their music directly, connect with fans, even sell their music without giving a huge cut to the middleman.
Right, right. Keep more of the profits.
Exactly.
It wasn't just about sharing music, right? It's about community.
Totally. So social media
totally
transforms the relationship between artists and fans. It wasn't just this one-way broadcast anymore.
Hey.
Artists could interact with fans, like, in real time, respond to comments, even collaborate on songs.
That's amazing.
Yeah, this incredible feedback loop that just wasn't possible before.
Yeah, before the internet.
Yeah.
So for the artists themselves,
yeah.
This whole DIY thing means they control not just, like, the creative process, but the business side, too.
Yeah.
They keep more of the profits, set their own terms. I mean, talk about empowerment.
Yeah, and it's led to this incredible diversity in music. You know, artists don't have to fit into the specific mold to get signed anymore.
Right.
They can experiment with different genres, blend sounds, explore their unique voices.
That's really cool.
You know, think about all the amazing music I've discovered online that wouldn't have had a chance in the old system.
Oh, yeah.
What about you? Have you come across any artists like that?
Absolutely, yeah. It blows your mind.
Yeah.
And it makes you wonder, with all this freedom and control, does it make things easier for musicians or harder?
Mm.
Because
that's a good question.
It seems like it'd be tough to be your own manager, promoter, plus social media guru.
Right.
On top of making the music.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot to juggle.
Yeah.
But it's also inspiring to see how resourceful DIY artists are. You know, constantly finding new ways to manage all these different roles. Right. And there are new online tools emerging all the time to help.
So, like, what kind of tools?
There are platforms for digital distribution, social media marketing, even AI power tools.
Wow, AI.
Yeah, for mastering and promotion is becoming more sustainable every day.
So it's not just the artists who've had to adapt.
Right.
What's happened to the big record labels in all of this?
Well, they've definitely had to evolve.
Okay.
We're seeing labels offering more flexible deals, supporting indie artists who've already built a following.
Makes sense.
Yeah, through their own hustle.
Right.
It's less about controlling the artist and more about partnering with them.
It's like what we see in other industries too, right?
Absolutely.
When a powerful movement emerges from the ground up.
Yeah.
The established players have to adapt or become irrelevant.
They got to get on board.
So for our listener, what does this all mean? What's the takeaway from our deep dive into the DIY music scene?
I think the DIY music movement, it's a reflection of a larger cultural shift. You know, it's about taking control, embracing independence, and celebrating creativity in all its forms. And for music lovers, it means access to a wider, more diverse range of sounds than ever before.
It's really amazing to see how much has changed.
It is.
What happens next? I mean, will DIY continue to disrupt the industry? Or will we see some kind of new balance emerge?
It's a good question. I think it's something we'll all be watching.
Yeah, to see where it goes.
Definitely. And to help you explore further, we've included a link to the Source Article's website in the show notes.
Yeah, go check it out.
Discover some new artists and see where this revolution takes us next.
Because one thing's for sure, the DIY music scene is alive and kicking and changing the way we experience music forever.
I think that's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll see you next time for another deep dive.
See you then.
You're listening to the G-Ray Records Music Network. You enjoy